Righto, Jars. They're in town. I'm not talking about the Indians. I'm not talking about the Australians. I'm talking about the groundsmen at the beautiful, the magnificent Adelaide Oval. They're headed up by my man.
Yeah.
The one, the only.
I know.
He's going global. He's trending large. The one and only Damien Hoff. Hoffy, welcome to the Rush Hour. It's your time to shine.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Louis. Thanks, Jars.
Well, mate, I can tell you this. It is looking an absolute treat. So whatever you and the boys have been doing down there, it is honestly like carpet, mate. So congrats again on getting it all right. What sort of pitch are we going to get?
Good question. Hopefully similar to the last few years, mate. So, yeah, nothing's changed in preparation. It's just this hot weather. We'll have to wait and see whether that has any effect on the outcome.
Did it change at all with prep when it came from having, we've been obviously day-night in previous years, back to the traditional day format and the risk of getting this hot weather that we normally attract?
No, preparation's been the same for 4 years now, so just trying to leave a little bit more grass on it, but coarse matty grass. You know, the ball comes on well. What we're looking for is hopefully it'll nip around a bit with a new ball and still able to spin. The issue really is the hot weather and if it pulls too much life out of it. So the one thing we have monitored is probably just the moisture in the pitch, just to compensate for that really hot day tomorrow.
Hoffy, it's a big occasion for you, groundsman down there, Adelaide Oval, and obviously Louis, one of your number one ticket holders. Payne and Virat Kohli go out with their jackets on, representing their country. The coin goes in the air. Who's going to bowl? Who's going to bat first? What do you recommend to those captains?
39 tomorrow. So,
No.
I think you'll win the toss of that.
So put the pads on.
Try and protect your bowlers. So yeah, it's a bit of a no-brainer, I reckon.
Okay. I reckon, Offie, you look around at the fair-skinned warriors, that being the light-skinned boys of the Australian team.
Barons.
Like, say, Jars and myself, if we were playing, we'd be begging our captain to have a bat.
Painy. Just
sit inside.
Yeah,
it's going to be a scorcher. We sort of try to sit out in it, but I reckon a few of our boys will go.
Offie, the great Les would never go underground. He would just... He would just welcome people up to the scoreboard bar, which apparently was unlicensed, but that's okay.
He would be waving the sack of flag, he used to say. Waving the sack of flag and doing what he had to do. It wasn't just the scoreboard bar. It was
it was about making relationships and communication,
correct,
wasn't it?
Hey, Godfather.
Hoffy, can you tip me off? Is the Here front page coming tomorrow?
Oh, he needs
When's
to know.
When's it coming? When's the photo? Because we always go with you.
Come on.
There's no photo, so it's not about us. It's about the cricketers.
Oh, I beg to differ.
He doesn't care about
for
the cricketers.
For 5 days, it's about the men that get around in the fatigues.
In the mower.
In the camo.
Lay low.
If I had my way, Hoffy, at the end of it, I'd put you all in the back of a ute and clap you around the sidelines.
He would team with your whippersnippers.
My buddy would. I would. All right. Now, while I've got you, I can't waste the opportunity.
Here we go.
A lot of blokes now, like my good self, Scotty Thompson, Sammy Jacobs, we all love our lawns. Now, with the hot weather about to arrive, are we a deep-seated wet once a week, or are we going light sprinkles? What are we doing? Hoffy, give us some tips so we can look immaculate.
Your first option, definitely a deep water.
Yep.
Definitely more water less often. Drive a nice deep root system and just let it go. Let the leaf sit back and a little bit more leaf on it in the hot weather. It just minimises the stress.
How's that for talk?
This is brilliant.
The talk, because that was my next question. Cut hot. A little bit more leaf jar.
Yeah. Listen to that.
So what are you running at down there, Hoffy? What have we got our outfield at?
Oh, here we go.
We're at 12 mil. If we could get a few more millimetres on it, we would. Dave Egan looks after the outfield down here, and he'd love to see a few more millimetres on it. But
wouldn't we all?
You know, we've also got to get the speed of the ball right, too.
All right.
And the other one, how hectic, how hot are the meetings when you decide on your cutting pattern for the oval?
I heard your conversation around that. We're just going a pretty traditional 5 wide, sort of what we did last year. It's your standard test match cut these days.
Well, if the Tizer doesn't come calling for that double spread shot, can you just get the boys together for me from a personal point of view?
Get
a selfie on one of the machines and just flick it through to me.
I'll do that.
All right, buddy.
Again, well done. It looks absolutely magnificent, and let's hope we get ourselves a great test match.
Thanks, Lewis. Thanks, Justin.
Pass the best on to the boys too, because it's about the team, not just Hoffy, as though he likes to make it about himself.
He doesn't. He's a team man. But what about some of the the 12 mil cut?
What about the talk?
Cutting patterns?
Leaf.
Yeah, five wide.
You
nearly teared up.
It is. It's amazing stuff. Right. It is a rush hour.
Well done,
you be forgiven if it's turf talk. It's not. It's test match cricket talk on the Rush Hour with Jason Louis, 104.7 Triple M.